The Attorney General made public the letter she received from Cuomo's chief counsel, Beth Garvey, giving the go-ahead for the probe to begin and a chief investigator to be chosen. Under the rules, the AG is supposed to report back weekly to the governor's office, but Garvey says that, due to the nature of the review, the governor's staff will not ask to see anything related to the report until it's completed and made public. Cuomo, in a statement Sunday night, partially answered some of the women's charges. He said that he is sometimes playful with work colleagues and makes jokes that he might think are funny, but that he now understands can be insensitive and misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. And he says he's truly sorry that anyone might have felt that way. His statement was criticized by Democrats, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has long feuded with Cuomo.
That's not an apology. He seemed to be saying, oh, I was just kidding around. You know, sexual harassment's not funny. It's serious. It has to be taken seriously. And he just clearly was letting himself off the hook.
Senate Deputy Majority Leader Michael Gianaris, also a Democrat who's had his differences with Cuomo, says it falls short.
There's a significant difference between saying I'm sorry that someone was offended by what I did and then saying I'm sorry for what I did. And I think his statement was more the former of those two.
Republicans in the legislature called for the governor to resign. Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort says the sexual harassment investigation, combined with the federal investigation over the governor's nursing home policies, will take up a lot of Cuomo's time.
How can that person also do the job they've been elected to do in guiding us through this pandemic, in guiding us through the fiscal and economic crisis that we are facing?
The two highest-ranking women in state government, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, both Democrats, over the weekend issued statements before Cuomo released his response. Stewart-Cousins says the allegations are disturbing and that an independent investigation should take place. Hochul, in a statement, also said she backs an independent review and says everyone deserves to have their voice heard and taken seriously. Neither mentioned Cuomo by name, and neither have commented on the governor's explanation for his alleged behavior. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.